Louise, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Now, looking at this cherry picks idea, how did the idea for this one actually come about?
I can't remember the name of the person who spearheaded it, so apologies. But she sort of thought that since Rotten Tomatoes had been, I guess, exposed in the last year or so for being so dominated by male critics and just kind of expressing no interest in having women or non-binary people represented on the site, that she sort of thought it was a different way to bring other opinions to light and to kind of reintroduce diversity to, you know, the particular responses that we get to popular films these days.
Why is it that sites like Rotten Tomatoes, or indeed a great deal of other sites, really don't have that much diversity in the kind of opinions we see it? Because, as you say, we don't just see it with sort of, you know, gender binaries. We see it a lack of people of colour. We see a lack of sexuality diversity as well. Why is it we tend to see mostly straight white male commentators when it comes to getting our reviews?
Well, I don't know how far you want me to go in terms of saying why white male people kind of dominate society, but I think that we all know, hopefully all of your listeners will have some idea of how that structure was created originally. And I guess that, you know, when original formats of criticism and things like that get transferred to the web, then that original structure will kind of copy and follow on from that. But what's great about the web, I guess, is that it does have a diversity of voices. So this kind of bias has been revealed and has the ability to overcome it, I suppose.
Well, when we were thinking about this one before, I was sort of thinking of Rotten Tomatoes, and we see a lot of division. Black Panther, there was sort of a dedicated group dedicating themselves to downvoting, or however it works, giving low scores to Black Panther, primarily because it had a primarily black cast. And I remember the reaction around the Star Wars The Last Jedi. It was a larger female cast, and there was sort of a dedicated band of men's rights activists, as they call themselves, that wanted to, again, give low scores to this film just because it didn't fit within their own personal political viewpoint. You can see the challenges that these films face. When it comes to female critics, or indeed all women in the film industry, what kind of challenges do they face?
Well, I mean, that kind of thing is really challenging. Just to consider an aggregating film site like Rotten Tomatoes, which can have people kind of inputting a bunch of opinions that are biased or that are dedicated to bringing down a certain film or, you know, a certain attempt at diversity in filmmaking. That's an essential problem there, where we kind of have to deal with the fact that anyone can just bring their opinions out. And so I think with something like cherry picks, it's a matter of bringing other voices to the fore. Sorry, I don't know if I really responded to your question there, but I think that with something like Black Panther, we do see a really troubling issue with sites like these that needs to be overcome.
No, I think you are quite right. I mean, regardless of challenging these other issues, I think a very important step is bringing the voices to the fore to begin with, so we can understand what the complaints are before we actually try to tackle the complaints, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we shouldn't be essentialist and say that women-identifying people can understand films about or made by women more than men can. I think it's quite dangerous and also untrue to say something like that. But it is really key to broaden out opinions, broaden out how we see opinions and how we pay attention to a diversity of voices. And that's really key. And I think that a lot of women-identifying people out there have a really hard time, because the most of the voices do tend to be male, and if they are male voices that have a particular agenda, then they're going to be a bit more invested in shutting a diversity down. And that's something that is a real struggle, I think, in film criticism.
Mm. Well, Eloise, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Yeah, no problem.